Coach on the road once again, take you youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man and the head honcho of the Chicago White Sox pitching staff. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you.
Ethan Katz. Nice to have you. Nice to be here.
Ethan Katz. Tell my audience a little. See, now you're getting me nervous. Tell my audience a little bit something. Tell my audience a little something about yourself.
Yeah, born and raised in Los Angeles and now currently in Chicago since I got this job. But been coaching for 15 years, done all levels except AAA, from high school to college to every level in the minors to coordinating and assistant big league coach to a big league coach the last 5 years.
So how do you go from LA to the Chi?
This job. and the housing market's too expensive, so it kind of ran us out of there too as well.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, I used to coach high school baseball, coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream is playing in the big leagues. How does one become a pitching coach in the big leagues?
You know what? Like, I've always focused on the players. I never thought about being a big league coach. I just was coaching high school by accident, helping out while still trying to be a player. And I thought, you know, I'm really enjoying this. And then they asked me to kind of stay on, and I kind of gave up my playing career. And I said, I really like helping others, and kind of just started there. And then was doing some pitching lessons and started really enjoying working with kids. And then I felt like it was time to try to do something a little bit more challenging. So I did the college summer league to kind of see what that was like, from getting players from big time universities and just trying to see, like, maybe I can learn something and hear something about their coaches and help them in some sort of way. And really bonded, and it really kind of opened my eyes that, like, maybe I can really, you know, help all levels. And then I was fortunate enough, helping college kids, Scott Service was the Angels assistant GM at the time. His son was on the team as a catcher, and he really liked how I worked with the pitchers and the catchers, and offered me a job with the Angels. He said, I wanted to hire you. We just won the league championship, and I was basically like, okay, I'll never see you again, but I appreciate the compliment. And he called me two days later with a job in Arizona, and I took it.
Well, you know, we got similar stories. You know, again, I told you, I coached high school, college, but always had successful teams. I had Luke Collier, some of those guys, Emil Brown, that played in the big leagues, come through my program. And I knew all the scouts here in the Chicago area. And one day, one of them asked me to scout for them, and it just opened one door to the next, and I wound up 5 different teams. Everybody asked me, well, how did you get to be a major league star? I said, I don't know. I was asked.
That's kind of like, I've never really tried to get anywhere, so to say. I just tried to help people in the position that I'm at, and you know, I've been fortunate enough a lot of people along the way have been very complimentary about me, and I think, you know, word spreads and building a good reputation, it goes a long way in this game, and that's kind of all I've really focused on, not trying to worry about what's next or just trying to focus on trying to help guys in their careers.
So you've got the luxury of helping develop major league pitchers for Chicago White Sox. I mean, what is that experience like?
Oh, it's great. I mean, the best job in the world, in my opinion. You know, every day I get to work with a great group of guys that are open, hungry, want to get better. When I got my first job in the big leagues, Gabe Kapler made it clear to the coaching staff that, you know, for us, like, hey, the big leagues is still a developmental league. And I saw eye to eye the minute he said that, and I couldn't agree more. Like, guys here at this level still want to get better. They still want to get the information. They don't have it figured out, no matter how good they are. And it's something that, you know, it's nice to see, and just trying to be a support along the way.
Now, how challenging is it working with so many different pitchers that have different styles, techniques, mentalities?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. But, you know, you build that relationship. The player over time gets to know, like, you know, I'm here for them. This isn't about me. And we trying to learn their style, their verbiage, how they understand things and what they gravitate to, and just try to, you know, different personalities for every single guy, and just trying to, like, match that up.
And you know, I'd always tell my guys that it's a difference in a pitcher and a pitcher. You know, a pitcher, pardon my French, but it's somebody over there on that mound, you sit that whole game, you shit bricks and hope they get you through the game.
Yeah.
And a pitcher is somebody you just sit there and know you in the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, you know, the level, at this level, you could see, like, there's some guys that are super talented, and there's some guys that have really figured out what works for them, and, you know, they have a different mentality than most, which makes them, and that's, has, you know, that's their edge, and that gets them through it.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not only do you get to help develop the White Sox pitching, I mean, as pitching coach and as a major league coach, you get to see all the major league stars of the game, all the pitchers, hitters, and all of them.
Yeah, I got the best seat in the house every day. Hopefully most nights, so, you know, we're in a good spot, we're pitching well, and then I can, you know, take a step back. But it is nice to kind of see some of the, you know, some pitchers that I saw, like, growing up are still throwing and doing well, and trying to see what they do well, if there's anything I could take away to help, you know, for our guys over here.
Now, do you get that urge, or have you went over there to some of those top-notch pitchers and asked them for their autograph?
My son puts me to work. He wants everyone's autograph.
Oh, you gonna blame it on your son?
Yeah, he's the one. Dad, I need to. I want to so and so. I want to meet this guy. I want to self.
So how many of you got framed in your closet?
He got Paul Skeens the other day. He was pretty excited about that.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna have to hang out with a little Shorty there and give me some autographs. So I mean, you know, again, the challenges have been a pitcher in big leagues. I mean, when the team is doing well, the pitcher staff doing well, then you look great, and then when they're not, all of a sudden, everybody want to point the finger.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, outside noise is outside noise. You know, it's more about, like, what's going on. Are you seeing changes that need to happen, or are guys developing? You know, are you going to win every game in the big leagues? No. It's a very tough league. It's really hard to get wins. But more focus on the process and, like, watching guys. Are guys taking steps forward? Are they developing? Are they learning from their experiences to be able to get better? Like, that's all in all. And, like, kind of see where the cards lie at the end. But, like, trying to really focus on, you know, is there adjustments that we had? Do we need to add a pitch? Do we need to change something with the delivery? And trying to be on top of that.
You know, my first encounter with the White Sox go back to Lamar Hoyt, Britt Burns, Tex Worthen, and Richard Dodson. They always had a history of a good young pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, those are a lot of guys. I know quite a few of those names. So, like, it's, you know, having a young core is obviously really nice, because you hopefully you're going to get a lot of time with them to kind of, you know, watch their development. Some of the tougher challenges, you know, you get a guy, he's gone, and then, you know, but when you get spend quite a bit of time, the rapport is usually built really well.
So who are some of these young up-and-coming pitchers that you're looking forward to seeing them as they blossom?
Well, I mean, my hands are full here in the big league, so I saw some of the guys in spring training, and I've heard a lot through our through the minor leagues with a lot of guys. So there are a lot of young young arms. I mean, everyone knows about the two lefties, so they're high, but we got, you know, McDougal in Double-A, who's been talked about quite a bit and seen some of his stuff. So there's a lot of young arms that are developing, and look forward to getting up here.
You know, with the pitching, you know, when you're dealing with the pitching, you have to be challenged with knowing who can, who can't, right time, right place for each pitcher when they come along.
Yeah, I mean, timing's everything. Timing is really important, because you know, you acquire a guy and you know, tell him he needs to do this, or, you know, there's a guy that's struggling, and, you know, the timing of it, of the information, you got to make sure, like, you have your ducks in line, and the information's right, because if, you know, it's not, you can lose a player quickly. So it's like having the right information, being able to show what's going on, and having the information, the data behind it to kind of support that, it goes a long way.
And I would always tell my guys that you got to eat, drink, and sleep this game. So I can imagine, as a major league coach, major league pitching coach, I mean, you pretty much got a 365-day-a-year job.
Oh, yeah. It is. I don't think people realize how early this starts in the day for a 6:40 game. And then when the game's over, it doesn't stop there. There's still stuff that kind of goes on. And then you wake up and you you're starting to prepare for the next day and dealing with the next stuff while trying to get ready for the next series as well. So it's like, it's nonstop. And then in the off season, you got to try to stay on top of the guys, make sure they're working and making adjustments that you guys talked about.
All right, last two questions. What's your thoughts about Chicago?
I love it. I love Chicago. I absolutely hate the traffic. I think it's the worst I've ever seen.
And LA being from out, worse
now. LA is way better. I can assure you that. I've never seen anything like Chicago. That is my only complaint.
Rush hour is something else.
It is.
Chicago.
I mean, I didn't know rush hours at 11 p.m. at night after a game either.
Have you had Chicago pizza yet?
Oh yeah, I've had quite a few places.
Deep dish or thin dish?
I like both. So it just depends on the mood.
Coach, with the man.
I play.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
What's up, little fella?
You say hi.